Time to build. What it do, Radio Land? It's your boy Cody Jit Nixon, and you're listening to Time to Build on Ground Hard Radio with Divine Universal and Miss Chief. Join us for the latest topics in world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's time to build, y'all, only on the Ground Hard Radio Network. So get some positivity in your life. Each one teach one. It's time to build.
Time to build.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but it's all good. It's all good. Time to build. I ain't stopping nothing tonight. You dig?
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, y'all.
Sunday, everybody. On the Understanding Day, youth episode on Time to Build.
Good
Live
Studio.
Real on the trip. It's time to build with Divine Universal. Miss Chief, Cody Jit Nixon. Every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's build.
Let's build. Let's build. It's time to build. It's time to build.
It's time to build.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build with Divine Universal.
Love, hate, pain, stress, gear, health. We can talk about it. Love, pain, sports, real life talk. We can talk about it.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build.
It's time to
build with Divine Universal.
You like him?
No doubt.
You like to say,
what's
up?
I like him.
Hey.
Good Lab Studio.
Ain't no question, the lessons make it time to build with deep topics. Calling sages how you feel, we all soldiers, so you already know the drill. And open up your mind to this brand new real. If you lay the foundation, you might find truth. Let's talk about some ways that we can save this youth. If you're looking for yourself, then you might find you. And now it's time to build, you can call Divine You. Peace, God.
Hey, welcome everybody.
Peace, everyone.
This is the Divine Universal. We want to welcome y'all to Time to Build tonight. We got a youth episode, special episode tonight for the youth. First ever youth on Groundhog Radio Network. And
Absolutely.
What we're doing tonight is focusing on our youth, discussing how we can make things better for our youth. We can add on to making things better in our communities. And I know a lot of times the youth have things they like to express but don't get to express them, being like a traditional ways of grown folks talking don't talk. Or if you're not an officer, if you're not in charge, or if you're not the lead speaker, you don't speak. And it's like an age limit for the youth, like respect level. Like some people don't give youth respect till they turn certain ages. Certain people feel like the youth might have to be a certain age before they're allowed to stay home by themselves, or if they're in a relationship, have a girl or a boy, you know, for dinner or anything, and dog. So I'm going to talk about the youth, and we probably might have a youth come on the show tonight and express how they feel about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I got my team in the building. The Queen,
yes,
from the 619, Miss Chief. How you doing, the Queen?
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. It's Miss Chief. We're back, ready to build with my family. Time to build.
No doubt. I also got my brother from the 904, also my DJ for Time to Build, Cody Jit Nixon.
What a doof. Peace, Divine. Peace, man. Hey, enjoying this beautiful Sunday night. I'm glad we live. You know, we live and we in full effect. You know what I'm saying? Youth night. It don't get no better than Time to Build. You know what I'm saying? Where else would you be
right
this evening on a Sunday except for Time to Build? You know what I'm saying? So I'm ready. I salute it all.
No doubt. And I want to first start the subject on. The first topic would be, what do you think is the respectful age for a youth, or let's just say somebody who's not an adult, to make household decisions in your household? When I say household decisions, I'm not talking about like bill-wise, I'm talking about like
responsibility.
Like household, it's an order, you know. Okay,
yeah.
Y'all relate to, you know. Yeah, I feel like it's no certain age. My thing is, you see the progression level from your teachings to whoever you're teaching. Like, I was four years old.
Let's see. Yeah, I was in, yep.
Now, pre-kindergarten, 4 years old, I was walking to school 4 or 5 years old by myself. And 5 years old, 5 and 6 years old, staying in the house by myself till my mom got home. Okay. The question was, it was a decision made from my mother. And not my father, but my stepfather, or whatever. Will I be knowledgeable enough to walk to school by myself without going the wrong way, or stay home without burning myself up, or leaving something on, it was a decision made. So my thing is, like, he sometimes might think, well, I wasn't ready till I was 16 or 13 to stay in house by myself. So we might draw it to our kids the same way. Like, nah, you got to wait till you're 16. But they might be respectful. They might know better. They might, you know, basically what I'm saying is they might have more intellect than we give them. You know, they got these computers, these phones. They got a lot of stuff to advance them in a quick quick state.
Stuff so we didn't have.
First topic will be, what do you think the sensible age is for your kids to make, pre-grown-up decisions as far as the household?
I like that. Yeah. All right. Well, it looks like we lost Miss Chief for a bit. So, bro, I want to chime in real quick. And, you know, and I'm going to share a little bit. You know, y'all talking to a man that became a father at the age of 14. I was 14 going on 15. You understand what I'm saying? So I do like what when you said, like, because I always tell folks, each child is different. Each household is different. You know, some kids are not responsible. But you got some real good kids out here, man. And I ain't even trying to be funny. They know more than almost the parents do. You understand what I'm saying? We kind of reverse sometimes. It's like who the parent, who the child. You know, so I think it's situational. I will say this, bro. I say between the ages of 13 and 16, just pertaining to my household, I might give you a little leeway with some responsibilities. You understand what I'm saying? Because I feel like once you, especially when you reach those teen years, folks got pretty common sense. You know what I'm saying? Small children got common sense. So I'm going to expect for my 13-year-old or my 14 or my 16-year-old to kind of know right from wrong, what to do, how to be responsible.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And one thing about it, bro, what really resonated with me, what you said, you were like, hey, excuse my language, you were like, hey, I was 4'5 in the house. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you knew not to open that door unless it was your mother. You knew not to answer that phone unless it was your mother. You understand what I'm saying? So I do think at the end of the day, each parent-to-child situation is different. You know what I'm saying? But for me and my household, man, I say 13 to 16. Between 13 and 16, you can definitely start preparing your child to make some adult decisions. You know, so that's just my opinion. You know, and that's real, bro.
No doubt. Another thing I wanted to, and the things that I'm asking y'all is the things that I know kids feel that, I won't say kids, I would say the youth feel that their parents don't, give them credit for, give them the initiative for. You know what I'm saying? I can do it. Like my daughters or whatever. You know, I can't even. It's like little things. They don't want me to help them with anything. Like they feel like I'm treating them like a baby or something. You know, they want to be more, just do everything, you know, by themselves. My next question would be on the like, what am I about to say? Do you think you're too aggressive at times, or do you think the kids feel that, see, I feel like this, discipline wise, we're on the discipline note. Some
That's
kids feel
about.
Or hear. How we used to get disciplined back in the days, and they feel like now, being that in some cases the police get involved when you discipline a child, and you know, some kids think like they can't get disciplined for that, and they don't, you know, some kids don't know that, you know, that don't apply for everybody,
level.
You know.
Yeah, I know that's right. It sure
you know, the police can't stop nobody from, you know. Well, especially in my household, they can't stop nobody from disciplining, you know, the child the way they want to, you know. So, my thing is, do you think kids take advantage of that, being that they know some parents don't refrain from that because of DSS involved or the police? Do you think some people are scared to really discipline their child the way they need to be?
Yes, I do, Divine.
Because of that?
Yes, I do. Especially in 2017, you understand what I'm saying? And, you know, because I'm trying to keep it respectful for the youth. You know, I never understood how you, if I beat my child, they're going to call the police on me. Police ain't got nothing to do with me handling up on you. You understand what I'm saying? What the police got to do with it? And I feel like, Divine, I got to just say this. In the day and age that we live in, and it's sad, I'm going to say two things. I feel like the generation we came from, you know, when we have our kids, I feel like we was one of the generations that still have some of those good old school values. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That we can kind of pass on to the kids. You understand what I'm saying? So that's first and foremost. You know, but it should never be a situation where you scared to discipline your own child or you think something going to happen to you if you discipline your own child. Because I'm going to tell you one thing like this. You, kids, they're going to try you. They're going to try you in the first place. They learn from their mistakes. So that's an automatic. But it should never be to a situation to where you don't want to discipline your children because you think the police about to be called on you or DCF or children and family. You know, I feel like discipline is that's essential to raising upstanding folks because you certainly can't go out in the real world once you get older and do any and everything that you're going to do because what's up first? They're going to lock your butt up.
Right.
And that's real. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it starts from home. Now, I don't believe in beating a child unmercifully. I don't believe in that.
Right.
But you're going to get straightened a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? Because I want to give you, and Divine, I got to say this, because it's already hard being black, and I'm not going to make this a racial thing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like with our black children, our black boys, and our black girls, y'all already going to have it hard because you black. You understand what I'm saying? So why not have a little discipline?
Right.
Why not want to know what to do, what not to do when you get ready for the real world? Because one thing about it, mama and daddy can't protect you all the time. You understand what I'm saying? So at some point, that you want to stand up on your own two feet, and it's best to teach a child at a young age. Children are smart. Children are smart. These children know how to work these phones and these tablets and these iPads. Know how to work them better than I do. I have to ask them, how you turn this on? How you turn the ball? If you understand what I'm saying? So we got some bright kids out there, man. We just got to open up on communication lines. That's all that is.
Bro. Right. 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 And I feel that that's mainly directed to the woman who's getting assistance. You know what I'm saying? Because if you notice, a lot of females that's getting assistance, and I wouldn't say... I would say they're more friends with their children than, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my case, and I'm just speaking on my cases and, you know, the people I know or deal with, you know, under assisted. They're so kind of like this. Everybody's straight except, like, let's just say the father of the child. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave my child alone. Say, like, it been times when, you know, I had to discipline my daughters. And, you know, I come from, you know, my mom didn't play or whatever. So, not even putting my hands on the child, but even talking aggressive. You know, it been times where, you know, like, that little discipline been taken away. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's just so comfortable, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, female scared the child gonna run to school, and then, you know, like, put it like this. The women that's getting assistance are really scared to deal with their children, to have to go to, like, family court or go under a judge if the child says they're getting, you know, beat for being bad or anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of females will be too lenient on the disciplinary action so they won't get people involved. Which, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you can keep people out your business. You know, it's about like when I got my own beatings, or my brother, we got our beatings, we didn't go back to school and tell nobody, or tell our next door neighbor or anybody. It stayed in the house. So my thing is, they don't have that security in these households either. And it's like, it's so much compromising going on with the child and the kids, to where it's becoming a non-functional environment. Because, you know, when you compromise it, it's putting the wrong screw on a screw that supposed to, the real screw that supposed to be on.
Absolutely.
It
right.
ain't gonna last. You see what I'm saying? Yep. It's not gonna last.
No negotiation. Ain't no negotiation.
Right. So,
you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Divine, ain't no negotiations in the household. Period.
Yeah, ain't no.
You know what I'm saying? Now, respectfully, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, then yeah, we can negotiate. We can negotiate all day long, because guess what? You got no good grades. You got no A's, no B's. You understand what I'm saying? You in no books. You know what I'm saying? You got your nice little young girlfriend or a nice little young boyfriend that ain't running the streets all day long. Then we can negotiate.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I say disrespect too, bro. You got to teach them wrong from, you know, what's right from wrong. Respect, what's respect and what's disrespect.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know?
No doubt. Oh, yeah. And another thing, too, I'm going to say, let's, because we got some youth on the line, I would say.
We do. Hey, and make
do
sure
you
y'all
think,
press one if y'all want to talk too. Make sure y'all press one. There's a lot of callers on the line, Divine. But I make sure they press one so we notify that they want to speak. So salute to everybody that's listening from the 770-914-803 all over these switchboards. Youth night time to build.
No doubt, no doubt. And we got 803 coming in the building soon. We'll probably bring him in after a music break. But on another topic, this is okay. The strength that we see a lot of guys, right? Do you think these kids is going? Because I know a lot of kids that gets in gangs because they're not getting love from home, they feel like they need protection out here in the streets, or you know, a lot of them is getting into organizations because they want to feel or be a part of something. My thing is, do you think they're like that way because they're not getting the love they need from home, or where you think that drives them from that? Because see, when I was younger, I was in a gang, but I had somewhere to stay. I got love from home. It was like, I want to say like a phase, a semi-phase.
I respect that.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect you sharing
because
your story.
Like, just because it's like, oh, yeah, everybody else doing it. Because, you know, it's a lot of peer pressure. And, you know, a lot of people, that's just like back in the days. A lot of people was 5%ers but really wasn't studying the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they wanted to fit in and, you know, I guess, you know, feel like they somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Be a part
of something. That comes from home, or do you think that's just a part of growing up as a youth, that you're going to end up being in something you really don't want? You don't care about it. You just feel like it's cool to be in. Like, how you feel about that, bro?
You know, bro, I say it could be a number of things. It's definitely home. You know, not getting, you know, sometimes even just simple attention. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Usually when it falls behind home, the same thing just might be going on in school as well. You know, I'm going to be honest. You know, I was bullied growing up. I'm a little dude, still a little dude. You know what I'm saying? But I was bullied, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of things I feel like you said with the gang, you know, you went to that gang because they was accepting of you. They probably heard you out. Y'all probably communicated. You understand what I'm saying? So that's another thing. It's a communication thing, man. And I think, like, it don't just be one thing why these youth running away from us. It's a number of things. And that's why I always tell folks, you know, let me tell you one thing. I'm strict. I'm strict because I have to. Not because I want to. It's because I have to. But you don't never want your child to be scared to where they don't want to talk to you. You don't want to, I wouldn't want my child to be afraid of me. Because if they're afraid and scared,
right,
they ain't going to tell you nothing. I'd rather you talk to me about why you want to be in this game. What's wrong? I'd rather go through all of those motions, emotions, whatever the case may be, than putting my child 6 feet under. You understand what I'm telling you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my thing is, I want to know why. That's why I keep saying communication. You got to talk to these kids. And I'm going to tell you how I do. I talk to these kids just like how I talk to a grown person. Don't get me wrong, because they know every other cuss word in the book already. They know more cuss words than I do. Let's keep it real. You understand what I'm saying? But I talk to them with respect as a human being. You know, I feel like a child is what? A mini adult. That's all it is. Because you got adults that act like kids. Let's keep that 100 too. You know what I'm saying? But talk to them. Talk to them normal.
Right.
That's why when they tell you when you have kids and all that goo goo got got, nah, we're going to talk. I want to see how you pronounce
right.
your words. Let's talk about it. You know, and I think with the youth, we got to hone in on that more. Because we so quick to, he shot out. He messed up. I ain't messing with no kids. I used to do it all the time. I ain't got time. Nah, take the time. You never
right.
know, man. We got some bright people out here. Graphic designers.
Right.
Basketball players, football players, kids good with these computers. We got the next black Bill Gates out here. But we'll never know if we don't talk to them and communicate. And really, that's all it takes sometimes. One time, one good talk.
Yeah.
You know?
One good talk.
Bro, I can go all day long on these. I'm loving this show tonight, man. Like, this is
hey.
Different because it's real. We losing too much.
Yeah, I'm getting feedback. And it's real. Like you said, at the end of the day, it's real, and a lot of people don't get a chance to really talk to their kids, and their kids live with them every single day. And my thing is, you know, I'm a talk to mine, you know. Situation, how you feel, you know, you got to know what's going on inside, you know, because you can, they can look at me on the inside, or they can look like nothing's wrong. And you won't even ask them what's wrong. You know, a lot of us go off of how people look, how people, you know, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? You know, person can smile every day, but it could be sad or hurting inside. You know what I'm saying? You really don't know.
Yeah, man.
Unless you talk to them, you know, or deal with them to see what's going on. So my thing is, like, I know a lot of things they accept. They accept, you know, my account or Obama account, and they got things they probably really feel a certain way. So my thing is, I ask, what do you feel we should do about this? You see what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Because it's going to be a time in life where they're going to have to make their own decisions anyway. And
that's what I'm saying.
What you're doing is
exactly
preparing them for why they're a child. The same little situation is like, clean up your bed, make your bed up before you leave. That's the same thing is before you get out of work, make sure your area cleaned up. Or if your area ain't cleaned up for somebody else to come back in it, you don't get rolled up. So it ain't no different from when you come back, you know, I thought I told you to make that bed up or you get either gonna get in trouble or you gonna, you know, do something in the workplace. You're gonna get growed up or you're going to get, you know, lose your job. So basically what I'm saying is you're preparing them to be on their own from the start. So my thing is the more you involve them, the more they're preparing themselves. You're not going to be with them in the world, you know, when you're going to that interview or,
you
know,
preach.
Yep. College or wherever they decide to do, whatever goal they. Yeah, my dad said this, or my mom said this. They not can't physically be like, you know, unless they was paying attention. Like, yeah, my dad told me to do this, or my mom told me to do this, and they initiated, then they would get progress. But if they ain't paying attention, like I say, the like I was talking about the mothers, you know, who
Taken by them at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tyreek raising home, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how it is on my end, you know.
I wanted to ask you something about, you know,
my younger daughter's like the oldest out of the younger ones, and you know, every time I hit call her, she's washing some dishes or she's babysitting, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that ain't what she want to be doing. You see what I'm saying? Like, who wants to be doing work all day? Because that's all it is work. You know what I'm saying? Things are set up that you work 8 hours just like the school. I tell them, that's a job. You go to school, that's a job.
School is your job.
You go up
to
8 hours. You go to school, ain't no tardies, ain't no business. That's like missing work. Same thing. So, once you kind of explain, and I think that's a lot too, we got to explain and break life and situations down to our children. Because they got to learn what we done been through, but we done been through it. So we kind of got to give them little hints and blue lights, even if they don't want to green lights for themselves, even if they don't want to listen to it, like you said. You know what I'm saying? We got to pull them to the side. Yo, this is what you need to do. This is what you're doing wrong. You know, I don't care. I'm going to tell you. We can fight. We can. It don't matter.
Because you want them to understand. That's
You're going to be like, wow, he really care about me. My own mama or my own daddy ain't even tell me this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to. You gotta plant that seed and plant that seed down to the youth, you know.
Hey, so I wanted to ask you a quick question too. I wanted to ask you something.
Okay.
Do you think it's harder to raise daughters as opposed to sons? Because I'm gonna say this. Obviously, I don't have any daughters. I feel like with the girls, you know, it's ways you can finesse different things. I know a lot of people always say, "Cody, you always on them double standards." I am sometimes. But at least I admit it. You know, you got folks out there that don't admit that they do double standards. I'm admitting it. You know, girls are different from boys, just like women are different from men. So, like, that's already real. Right. You know, so that's already going to be real. But I just feel like with with the sons, our young fellas, you have to be a little bit more aggressive as opposed to a daughter. Some daughters you might have to get aggressive with, too. You know what I'm saying? Because each parent-to-child thing is situational. But I think we have to be more aggressive with our young men, with our youth.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
So I want to know what you thought about that, bro.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
and I would say how I feel about it. I feel like this. A man and a woman can raise a child single. Let's just say we talking about single parenting, right? It'll definitely be harder for a woman to raise a man, and it'll definitely be harder for a man to raise a woman, well, a child, a female, you know, girl.
Okay.
Because there's always going to be something that man can't
do.
Teach. Well, I won't say teach or show their daughter. You know, like with the menstrual cycles. You know, it's lady things, it's female things that only a female can show. And that's just like a woman. It's some things that a woman would never be able to show a boy. You know, that only a man can be done. That's the way life is set up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Right.
That's why it's called the opposite. Sex, or the opposite, because they don't go together. You know, it ain't the same.
And of course, it's going to be different, right? All right, we on the same page. Peace out.
Yeah, and it's definitely going to be a lot of things missing, you know, because that person wasn't there. Like, when I used to have my daughters with me at one time, their hair, you know, they clothes were straight, but their hair was... plain as I don't know what, with a rubber band and straight to the back.
I know, right? That's not our area.
So, that's something I never would be able to do unless I go buy, keep paying for somebody to do the hair. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, I need to be teaching her how to do hair so she could, you know, when she have her child. You know, it's just like a routine.
Entrepreneurship.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a lesson.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I think it's definitely, it's pros and cons to that.
Indeed. Oh, man, that was a good session, Divine. I'm telling you. Good session.
Oh, yeah.
Time to build.
We're going to get into some music right quick, and we can bring 803 on and whoever got something they want to say. I hope we got some youth on that want to talk. This y'all chance to talk tonight. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
We want to hear what you got to say and how you feel about it.
That's real. That's real. Time to build. Make sure y'all hit us up. Already know, time to build 323-693-3043 be the number, or you can log on to the official website, and that's groundhardradio.com. Next track up, we're gonna take them back a little bit, Divine. You know what I'm saying? Because they always say we don't know nothing, because we know y'all youth love y'all music, you know what I'm saying? And we kind of like it too, you know what I'm saying? But hey, this is what we grew up on. So this next track up is High Five with I Like the Way on Time to Build.
Hey.
Youth Night.
Time to build.
Hey, it's Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Grindhard Radio.
Divine, we can only give them the instrumental tonight because I don't have the full version. Ain't that messed up? But it's
that's cool.
They wasn't ready for it anyway. Y'all weren't ready for
it.
Yeah,
hey, that's good.
That
is
it's
funny
like a excuse my language, but that was funny. Yeah, we only got the instrumental on that one. But hey, it's still youth night. And on these phone lines lit, bro, we do got our special guest that's going to make an appearance tonight. 803 is on the line, so bro, you want us to cook them in? I'll cue them on in, man. And salute to all of you that's on the line right now. Press one.
No doubt. You know how
we
do it.
Want to introduce nephew. Yeah.
No doubt. Okay. Deuce, Hard Time, ENT 803 representative. You know what I'm saying? 803. You know what I'm saying?
Live in the building,
nephew.
Man. Live in
the
represent
building.
Represent for the youth one time.
You here? You here? We out. How y'all doing tonight?
803,
hey,
what's
peace,
good?
Peace, family, peace.
What's
good,
good
man?
Brother?
Peace. How y'all doing tonight? So good. How y'all doing tonight, man?
Hey, we in here.
You know what I'm saying? Chilling on this Sunday.
Keep it lit tonight, dude.
Yeah. I was gonna hit y'all with that track, but you see your uncle, he's slow a little bit, so I ain't have nothing but the instrumental, but I got some next time. Got to this time. I ain't wanna show out too much, Divine. I ain't wanna show out too much.
All right.
But much love, kid.
We wanted to just chime in on a little bit on a lot of topics. Don't get too deep on a lot of issues, but we know the youth got a lot to say about a lot of things, and you know, a lot of times y'all don't get to talk. So,
right.
I was gonna ask you probably like one or two things on how you feel about certain things, and Jit might ask you some things how you feel. We just want to get another perspective because, you know, we never had a youth episode. Well, from my knowledge, I might have, but on Time to Build, this is the first youth episode.
Absolutely.
And I want to just want to take them out of our world into, you know, the young world. Because when you think of the young world, people see hip hop. All you see is like people popping Percocets, people
that's like a new trend or something, man. That's crazy.
Gay rappers, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? And I know you probably get it and probably understand because it's y'all era, and it's, you know, just like we had a lot of weird stuff in our era. It's y'all time, but I'm gonna just ask the first question like this. What do you think? What do you think mostly that the, let's just say, parents or older people don't really understand about the youth, about the young youth, as far as
that's a good question.
What do you think we don't
want to
get? Like, I know it was some things we had, like, parents just don't ain't gonna get it. You gotta come in the house or something. What you, name something you want to talk about that you feel you people don't, you know what I'm saying, that you never get to say, you know what I'm saying,
I mean,
or talk about.
That's a good one.
I mean, it's like, Sometimes it's like you need that friend, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you got these feelings, like you want to talk about them to somebody, but you not sure if your friends gonna laugh at you when you tell them this, and you don't want to tell your parents because you don't know who they gonna tell or what they gonna think about you telling them this. So sometimes that might be one of the reasons why we don't fully express ourselves to y'all, because it's really Not knowing the outcome, you know what I'm saying, like that much.
Right. Okay.
That's right.
My next question for you would be, and I ain't understand this. What happened to the dances? Like, why y'all don't dance with the young ladies no more? I really want to see that.
Honestly, on that one,
so they too big on
I really,
them.
I don't know. I don't know. I get.
Yeah.
See,
no.
I really can't. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I can't say that. I don't know. I ain't got an answer for that one.
So that's just gonna be a certain situation.
Yeah. That's
okay,
it.
Okay.
See,
so
Okay. I guess they feel it a little more when they ride some niggas, I guess. I don't know. Excuse my language, guys, I mean, whatever you want to call them. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you one quick one. Okay, it's a lot of, let's just say gay rappers out here now. Let's just say Young Thug, for instance.
Okay, see, I was waiting on this topic, and I've been waiting. I done deal with you on this topic a couple times before, too. I'm going to go ahead. See, that is like, see.
I asked the question. Nah, because I, you know, he is what he is. He do what he do. You know, I'm asking you, when you hear somebody that you consider a straight dude rapping his music. Like, you know, you probably hear me say his hook or something like that. But you know, your uncle pulled the legs and all that. But what I'm saying is, people you don't know, do you look at them as straight or do you look at them as kind of funny they still?
I mean, really, it kind of depends on your appearance. It's really all about the appearance, you know what I'm saying? That says a lot about yourself. And your actions speak a whole lot louder than your words also. So you really got to look at all that. You probably can rap some good lyrics or whatever because, once again, Thug, he got some club bangers. But at the end of the day, he still wears dresses, though. You can't get around that.
Right. Emailing my little questions tonight. That's what I'm talking about. That's all I have for you for right now. I'm gonna pass it to Jit. I don't know if the Queen coming back, but right now I'm gonna pass it to Cody Jit.
I know, cause I would love to give your other female perspective.
How you doing?
Hey, what's good with your 803? I'm glad you can come by, you know what I'm saying, the time to build tonight and represent for the youth. All it takes is one person. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to salute you, you know what I'm saying, because you're doing a lot of great things, a lot of positive things, you know. So speaking of you, I'm going to throw you a mixed bag of questions because I want to ask you this parent-wise, parent-to-child relationship. What is it do you think that parents, when you communicate, do you think it's the way they are communicating, or when you do talk to them, they just not listening? Do you feel like, because I mean, I know when I was coming up, I felt like my mom, she, you know, oh, you did this, you did that, without even hearing my side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what is it for you?
See,
is it what the parents is communicating and saying to you, or is it the listening part?
See, listen, in the average black household, when the black child tends to go and talk to their parents about their problems, the mother gets on the phone with somebody in front of their child's face and tells somebody else about their problems now. So you mean, like, from being that child, you like, damn, I told you this, and then you just go get on the phone and then go talk about my problems with somebody else like that. So yeah, she listened, but she still told somebody else. And that could have been a deep thought. Like, you thought you could have took it so serious. And then, because it hurts, you know what I'm saying? Because you want somebody to talk to once again, but I'm not going to talk to you if you just go in here and tell them my business. It don't work like that.
No, I think I respect that. So you're going to lead me into my next question because, you clearly just said she, for just saying, quote, unquote, she spilled your business, whatever the case may be.
Right.
What are some other things that a parent can do? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it was. She was shy, you know that how mom do sometimes. She might call grandma, might call auntie, but you know she gonna call dad. I know you third ain't hot. You know what I'm saying? You know granny gonna know. You know what I'm saying? But not living down the street.
I don't care about
you, grandma. I'm glad I'm talking to you because it's helping me with my situation. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, what are some of the things that a parent could do to, I'm not saying rectify, but other than communication? Because clearly when she blew your spot up, that was a communication thing. Like, what are some other things that you think a parent could do to ease off that tension?
I guess, like, you can take some time with him because, like, me and my dad, almost every other Sunday, we just go fishing, basically, and we're like, and then we'll sit there and run out of bait, but we'll just sit there, you know what I'm saying? Even after run out of bait, we'll just talk and build, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and what, like, the time, too. Like, if you could put in the time and effort with them, they'll be like, okay, bam. They'll open up to you more.
All right. I respect that. Communication, time, quality. I respect that.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to mix it up on you a little bit. You know, you doing your thing, you know, coming up as an independent artist, which I love because, you know, don't get me wrong, you get signed, you know what I'm saying? You get you some good money, you better go get that check. That's what it is. You got to get that bag. You got to do what you got to do. But I'm going to always tell you this. I'm going to give you a bit of advice. It's always good to be independent. It's always good to own 100% of your stuff. Like who wouldn't want to do that? You know what I'm saying? So that's always important.
No.
With you doing your music, man, I want to know, like, what can we expect from 803? What you be talking about in your music? You know what I'm saying? Like, give us the vibe on it.
I mix it up. Like in one song I got, it's called Break This System. Once again, in that song I'm talking about the system, I'm talking about Trump. And and all sorts of other things, like, on like based on the system-wise, you know what I'm saying? And then in another song, it's like I got a song called About Work. The only thing I do is work. You know, I come home, I get my homework done. I try to, at least I wash the dishes, you know what I'm saying? And weekends I go to work, you know what I'm saying? So I get off and come home, and then it's a repeat cycle, you know what I'm saying? And then on a couple of other songs, you know, I got some gangsta music, and then on a couple of other songs, I got some soul stuff. You know, I like to keep a little versatile, and I try to.
Oh, that sound like messages. That sound relatable. You're going to go far. You're definitely going to go far. So let me ask you one more question pertaining to music. Like, where you see yourself in the next 5 years? You know what I'm saying? You still a young guy. You, like, where you see yourself on?
Good question.
See, in the next 5 years, really, I always got to have a plan B. If this doesn't take off, school is the option. And right now I'm 16 in my sophomore year right now. So I got to take advantage of it, you know what I'm saying? So, and not to say that it's not going to work, but what if it doesn't? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's a little Hayward Career Center. And they help you get your trade permit, and I can get a trade and bargain with them. And by the time I get out of school, they can help me start my own business.
Have a trade. Yeah. A smart, bright young man. Hey, let me tell you something. Y'all better check gang off of school. This man going to work. This man finna get a trade, because you know you use that trade when the folks come. I'm going to tell you another thing. When the folks come at you on that job with that foolishness, you got that trade. You fall back on real quick. You understand what I'm saying? So, let me tell you something, man. Hey, keep doing what you do. Positive. I'm watching you. I'm seeing you. All right. You got the right people around you, good brother. I salute you, man. Thank you, 803.
Thank you. Thank you. Peace.
That was all my questions.
No doubt. No. Good questions. And he left one thing out of his jobs. His other jobs, because you know, in this family, you gotta have like 5 or 6 7 jobs.
You say 5 or 6, huh? That's peace.
No, exactly. But he also left one company that he actually owns that I got him actually working in. Getting his train on. Could you share the name of that with them, 803? He left that
off. Would that be the See It All Visuals? Would that be the...
Yeah, he also is the owner of See It All Visuals.
Oh,
so,
wow.
The visuals you're seeing, it's 803. You know what I'm saying? And
that's legacy.
All this is he's a prime example of, if you want something, you got to go out there and get it, you know. And like I said, it just don't just start off with just one thing, you know. Yes, he got album, mixtape coming out, but he also can record your video. He also can record himself in the studio. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not easy, though. No, I don't make a scene.
Right.
Just jumped off the map and just start doing it overnight. You know, this is like, you know, when we leave the shop, we're not off. We come home and we work. You know, you know me, Jit. I'm not gonna be doing too much
work.
So,
yep.
Because I don't take no breaks, and whoever is around, you don't know how to use this, you gonna learn today. And you know, at the end of the day, it takes people out they box and shows them the creativity that they had that they didn't know they had. You see what I'm saying?
No, that's absolutely real.
That's why, you know, I strive for the unity thing. Because I'm pretty sure everybody got somebody in their city that where it's a lot of talent at, but they just don't have the opportunity or the money or something is missing where they can give the kids the opportunity, because we ain't got no more youth center. You know what I'm saying? They're shutting all the YMCA's down.
I know, man.
You know, we
yep.
have all that stuff when we was growing up, you know? So,
yep.
it's
yep.
like, it's a lot of talented youth out here. And, you know, if y'all listening on the show, y'all listen to our radio, man, and express your talent. You know, we got a lot of entities that we can help y'all with. You know what I'm saying? But
absolutely, yep.
Yeah, I was just proud of you, man. And we just finished up the Carnage mixtape, and
coming soon.
That's
yeah.
gonna be dropping
Grindhard Radio
on the 15th, December 15th. So indeed, Grindhard Radio Promotion. And it's a lot more coming. You know what I'm saying? It's just
hard time.
You know what I'm saying? All right, and I salute you for coming through. You know what I'm saying? You're making your name, and you're doing it on your own. You know, nobody can say,
self-made.
I did anything. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because everything
right.
you're doing, you already know. You got to do it by yourself. So nobody can't say, I did this and I did that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just keep striving, and I know it's hard, and I know you get your days where, you know, it seems like, nothing gonna pay off, or you know, it's
right.
working. That's
yep.
just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? But it's always
yep.
great at the end. You know, it's always great mm-hmm. on the other side. I won't even say the end.
Hard work pays off.
It's always great on the other side. Mm-hmm.
Truly.
So, appreciate that.
That's all I really have for you. You got any shout outs? Yeah. Any matter of fact, do we got any? We might got some comments on that. Might want to ask
yeah, we
you
do.
Questions.
Yeah, we do. Hey, I'm gonna tell you that. Hey, we got published author in the building. We ain't even got to call that. This
man,
number,
HR,
cause it's the main man, HR Smith, in the flesh.
Yo, Grindhard, what's really good, yo? What's really going
what's
on, yo? How y'all doing, yo? Big, yo.
Good,
I definitely,
man.
I heard, no doubt. When I definitely heard my nephew was gonna be on the show, I had to come check that out right there. 803, you know you're doing your thing, rapping, making videos, the camera work, yo. You really are like an inspiration for the youth, like, and you speak so intelligent. It's
true.
It's almost like if I didn't know you, it's like I'm listening to a grown man. That's how intelligent you are right now. Like real talk, sir. You know what I mean? So you know, Unc had to call and tell you that he love you. Keep doing your thing and just keep rocking out. You know what I'm saying? Because yo, I'm loving it. And peace and I'm definitely loving this show right now. Y'all really, you know what I mean? Y'all really dropping signs right now, for real. You know what I mean? So I definitely wanted to check y'all out, make sure everything was good. All right?
Hey, you can drop a line to HR. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can add to it.
Yeah.
Questions.
Well, shoot, y'all had so many questions. If I go back to the beginning of the show when y'all was saying what can a youth do, or what age do we think that we should have them calling their own shots? I went right back to that because I got two daughters and trust me, yo, ain't none of that happening.
Shots, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, just adding on. Well, my whole thing is if you're not contributing, you don't have nothing to say anyway. If you really want to keep it real, because that's just saying on the bills. I'm not saying for a kid you shouldn't do your thing and have an opinion. By all means, you should, and you should keep a close relationship with your moms or your pops, so that way if something happens, good or bad, you can, you know, you have someone to go to. Like, you should always keep that line of communication open. I feel as if when it comes to what age they should be left at home or do, it's kind of dependent on the household or how you feel, because everybody matures at their own rate. You know what I'm saying? We hear that girls mature faster than boys. And then, but my thing is, sometimes that's not the case. So, in my opinion, as the parent, you need to be able to see whatever flows for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, if you feel your child is mature enough to you know, do the right thing, don't burn the house down, or you're not home, got mad parties or whatever going on, or whatever the case is, that's kind of up to the parent. So, I just wanted to add to that. Like, I think we can't really just put one age, like 13 or 14 or 10, because it really depends on that individual as a child or that parent who's been watching that child grow and develop this whole time anyway. So,
right.
In my opinion, you know, that's how I feel on that right there. It depends on the parent and the child, on how mature you think your child is. Because just to add on to that, not to take up too much time, but just because the world is getting so crazy, it's almost like when we was young, we was getting spankings and we knew what to do and what not to do. But now it's you get in trouble for spanking your kids. Not to mention you got the crazy people running around in the world. So it's more scarier now for us as parents than I think it was for our parents, because we're so worried about our kids all the time because anything can happen. And look on the news, it's showing anything can happen. So I just wanted to chime in on that also. But you know, just on a big note or whatever, shout out to Grindhall Radio, shout out to Divine, Cody, Miss Chief, also my nephew 803 doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm just wanted to chime in. But you're definitely proud of all of y'all, you know what I'm saying? And y'all keep doing y'all thing. Word up.
Hey man, salute, fam.
No doubt. And that's all your man got to say. I'm not gonna take up the time. It's time for the youth to speak. I'm not a youth, so not a youth. So let the youth get off. You know what I'm saying? Let
right.
the youth get off. No
you,
doubt.
You
no
good
doubt.
Good though, bro. You good. Yes,
no
sir.
Doubt. No doubt. No doubt. But peace to all my people. You know what I'm saying? Word.
Peace.
No doubt. No
peace.
Doubt. Peace. Peace.
No doubt. And this is the first youth episode on Time to Build. So. For the second season. So in season 3 we will have a second episode. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
definitely guys, more of these.
We want to make this bigger and bigger each episode. So
pretty
sure we got a lot of youth that want to speak out.
Yes.
I just want to throw that out there too.
Shout out to you.
All over these switchboards. I want to pray on one. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got
Yeah. Let him get off. It's nephew's time. Yeah, it's nephew's time. Let nephew get off. It's his time.
Hey, nephew, tell your friends to call in, man, because those are your friends.
No doubt. That's what it is. Word up.
We got all his special ones, you can let him get his last word, you can shout out, or if you got any more pressure.
I hear you just
I didn't hear you either.
Well, I was asking Jit what he wanted to jump into next.
Oh. Hey, and I got that track too, Devon. Yeah, my bad. I couldn't hear your audio. But, I got that track up. I finally got the right track, you know what I'm saying? But, bro, I did want to kind of touch on later in the show a little bit. You know, I heard you say earlier in the show that we ain't got the community centers. We ain't got the Boys and Girls Club. You know what I'm saying? We had those centers, man. And I kind of want to discuss that a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because there's some reasons why, you know, which is understandable, but there's no reason why we shouldn't have something even, like, remotely similar to that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we can still accomplish it like that, you know. So I salute that. But yeah, we're gonna take a quick music break. You know what I'm saying? We still got 803 in the building. We got HR Smith. You know what I'm saying? It's youth night. Y'all call in. We even got Chicago on the switchboard. You know what I'm saying? I see all these area codes. Y'all press 1-323-693-3043. Time to build youth night.
Time to build.
Hey, it's Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Grindhard Radio.
And that's that youth night. Now, hey, Divine, that's how they get the women to start slow dancing with them. You got to play that. And then all the women going to slow dance with you. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get doing, doing it wrong.
Word.
They don't dance with the honeys. I don't know what's going on over there. That's what we wanted to do.
Word up.
No,
yeah. Yeah. No,
we love you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, fellas, I had wanted to bring a topic to the table. Divine, once again, great show, good energy, you know what I'm saying, Youth Night. I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, you know, these community centers. Like, you know, back in the day, man, I was just thinking about it, you know, when we was discussing the show earlier. Like, I remember going to Free Lunch. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, because, you know, you tell the child now, they go to Free Lunch, they, hey, I ain't going right now. I'm too embarrassed. Like, bro, we was running around there. Because, you know, you get the good stuff when you get there first. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you had that, the Boys and Girls Club. And I feel like, let's keep it real, man. You know, some places got shut down. Money. It was a money issue. You know, maybe no grants weren't getting paid. Maybe wasn't enough loans. You know what I'm saying? But I still feel like this 2017, man, folks building, they build apartment complexes. It's 1,000 apartments. They done build it in 30 days. You understand what I'm saying? That's up. We got stadiums, new this. And you mean to tell me we can't get a little center? And I understand, you know, time. We're in a crunch time. Money might be tight. Just open the center 3-4 hours. You understand what I'm saying? 6 hours, you know? It ain't got to be a whole day thing, man. But that's what really I wanted to bring to the table because, like, even when I was growing up, you know, they was about to kind of go in. So the little bit that we did we cherished that. That's what we met our girlfriend. That's what we met our future girlfriend. You understand what I'm saying? So I just feel like, man, like, we need more of that, man. These young folks need place to go, just like we did, just like people did before us, you know. So, if y'all got anything y'all want to throw in on that, man, I just wanted to put that out there, you know. What happened to community outreach for the youth?
And it's crazy that you said that because right here in the capital in South Carolina. They are tearing down a lot of projects or housing development, like where it was like, you know, majority of Columbia, you know, half of Columbia was at. They just tore down a place where I grew up at, Godzilla Gardens. And there, around it, they just built a new baseball stadium. They building up just like what you said. They putting up new apartments, like, you know, every 30 days. And these ain't no cheap apartments.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't say it ain't no money. You ain't got no money for it. Right.
Yeah. And what they doing is the people that's moving in my neighborhood are like whites and Latinos. We never had whites or Latinos, you know what I'm saying, in that neighborhood. So it's like you can see what's going on, you know what I'm saying? And guess what? Out of that whole thing, ain't no park or recreation center being made or built around it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's be honest.
I don't know if it's just in my state, but the parks and recreation, the parks centers that we do have here, you can't let your kids go there because it's a lot of pedophiles.
Homeless
people. Not to discredit, because you know me, I'm for anybody that's struggling, you know. But it's certain people that are in those situations that prey on kids, and you know, let's be honest, we can't have our kids around them. So, you know, we don't have nobody that's enforcing
the people, because let's be honest, you tell somebody,
we got to get up and move,
or you got to leave them right here, they're ready to, to fight you or grab something.
Yep.
And, you know, you can't tell somebody to go, or excuse me, you can't sit right here. You can't do that these days without fighting or something. So I think the respect level as far as everybody, I ain't just going to say the youth, because they kind of got a reason to be mad. It ain't nothing for them to do. You know?
Yeah.
So we feel like, you know, the people that's running the centers, they'll be like, no, I can't watch out. I'm getting kids in disrespect. This getting to the point the way women and us are scared to watch, you know, to, we scared to, because we getting scared of the children. You know,
like, you.
When you get in that way, it's scary, because guess what? Ain't nobody got no control. You know what I'm saying?
No, oh,
so
that's
it's
right.
Like, you know, you can have control, I can have control, but when we leave, who else is gonna keep control of it if the people we got under us scared to enforce the law when you ain't there? You know, like, well, what happened? You know, that boy ain't gonna listen to nobody but you. You know, that ain't, you know, or that girl ain't gonna listen to nobody but you. That ain't no excuse. We gotta stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? But, that's, you hear that on the head. They ain't doing nothing but building, you know, a lot of
the can I,
Divine,
can I chime in on that?
Get my money.
Yeah.
Hey, absolutely. Yeah. I just want to say this, man. When I get that real bad, that's one of the first things I'm going to do. Whether it's open 2, 3, 4 hours, 30 minutes, I don't care. You understand what I'm saying? You got to start getting up in these communities, man. You know, so.
Yeah.
Go ahead, HR. Definitely.
It's Divine definitely made a good point how the adults now are scared of the youth. And I don't want to keep comparing how we grew up to how they growing up, but to keep it real. When you did something and it wasn't your mom's or so, maybe it was your neighbor, and I guess now that would be considered snitching, but they was telling your mom, so you was getting tore up whether your mom's was around. It was like the neighborhood would raise the kids as a whole, to where now not even the parents are raising the kids. So because of that, it's like, remember how they say it takes a village to raise a child. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to get involved. Everybody has to keep in mind that this is for the kids. We're doing this for the people who are going to be here when we're gone, so that they can teach the kids who come after them the same way. There's only going to, if we don't start somewhere, we're never going to get nowhere. Bottom line. So we have to start somewhere. Now, I'm not saying I have the solution to the whole situation, but I do think that we need to start doing like coming together as communities. Like, we got to start in our own communities first. So if I start in my community, you start in your community, then at least we have the community working. Whereas there's nobody doing nothing now, but we start with the community, it'll spread out. So once it spreads out, the word get around, and then it's because the way it's going now, yo, I'm really afraid for our youth, because it's out of everything is so out of control right now. And you're right, there's no PALs, group centers, or anything for after school programs.
That's what I was looking for, bro.
Yo,
yeah,
that was fun. Yeah, that was fun back in the days. Like I couldn't wait to get over there. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I do agree with you 100% on that. We need to definitely bring that back. And you're right, if you got money to build this and that, how much money would it take for them to get in a building? Even if it's an abandoned building, get the kids to clean it up. That's something for the kids to do right there, so that when it's done, they're respected more. They're like, nah, I helped clean this up, yo. I was throwing stuff in the dumpster when this was not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's almost like we kind of got to go back to the old ways, but not all the way with the old ways. Just a little bit of the old ways. Like, getting the kids involved in everything, positive. Getting them involved in positive. Because you're right. If we go, right now, if we walk to the park, we see somebody doing something stupid in the park, we say, yo, listen, man, stop that. We might be out there fighting because we trying to do the right thing. And that makes no sense to me. You see what I'm saying? Like, that really makes no sense. So I think we as adults got to step up for the youth. Don't get me wrong, the youth got to step up. Oh, know that. But we as adults, we got to step up too. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it by ourselves. Everybody has to come together and want to do it and stop making excuses. We make excuses for everything. I'm tired of these excuses. Stop making excuses and make something happen. Bottom line, like
that.
Yeah, basically. Thank you. And maybe it starts with one person. Well, who is that one person? Whoever that one person needs to get on this job. Get to it right now. It's too late. You don't need to do it next week. You need to do it yesterday because it's already getting out of hand. And that's just what I wanted to say on that right there. You know what I mean?
Hey, bro, I want to salute you too real quick, bro, since we're on the topic of you. You know I'm working with Save the Black Boys. I'm going to be starting another charity in 2018, January, this upcoming January.
Okay.
Salute to Kevon Gully, you know what I'm saying? And you donated to the cause. You understand what I'm saying, bro?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So I want
no
to
doubt.
Put this message
no doubt.
Out there to the folks, too. Even if we can't do nothing physically, that money, you know what I'm saying? If you got a couple of dollars, donate, you know, because we go to work every day. We got things to do. We got mouths to feed, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes we can't eat places physically, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But every little thing helps.
Right.
That's why I say always give back in some form. So I salute
you,
sir. And that's real.
No doubt, and I appreciate that, and that's anything
Save
I can
Black
do to
Boys.
Help, I can do. No doubt. Anything I can do to help, I will do. And trust me, it's not an issue with me. I'm there if I can be there. Word up, you know what I mean? So yeah, definitely, no doubt.
And speaking on the topic, we still got AO3 on the line. How do you feel about this? I know you go to the gym on Sundays, but every time y'all come back early, talking about they done closed, you know, that ain't no good. You ain't no place. What do you feel about it? You don't have that many
it's
aggravating, and we should have a lot more of it. And see, the thing is, if it is money, you know, you can just go and like open up an outside court. Like we got one that's by our house that has no hands on it at all. You know what I'm saying? Like you can do that because I love to play basketball. I play basketball almost every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? But you only get like so many hours, like Monday through Wednesday, the gym is open from 3:30 to 5:30. So all that is 2 hours, you know what I'm saying? And then on Sunday, the only time it's open is from 1 to 5. That's just like 4. So and then you like, man, I still got some more energy. What I'm going to do?
Exactly. Word up.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, that was straight up. I like that.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And that's
you.
That's you right there.
You
got to
listen.
What's up?
And you know what I'm saying? I'm making Time to Build a foundation for the youth too. So speaking out for Time to Build your community, you know, center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna do all that I have within my power, you know, to help those in need, you know, because it's all about coming together, you know, and what you don't have, somebody else got. And if all of us come together, we'll have everything we need because we got that unity. So I just want to do that.
That's
trending number two on Blog Talk tonight.
Trending.
So,
No doubt. What up? That's crazy. That's definitely crazy.
803. And you got this big mixtape coming up, and I know we're gonna get you on Groundhog Radio soon too.
Oh yeah! I'm ready for that.
I might need him to join the cast. Gotta wait.
Shout out to all the listeners, whoever listened, whoever called in tonight, and
no doubt.
Really just whoever listened to this, shout out to y'all, because really, really what I saw, I'm happy right now, man.
You represented for the youth tonight, man.
That's that hood loud right there.
Oh.
That's that hood loud. No doubt.
We just ain't gonna smoke together. Now we don't do no stuff like that. See, I call myself Divine. Yeah, I can't smoke. Let me stop.
Good.
And we had make sure they follow you, man. You got a lot of good things, and they heard it tonight. You got a lot of things coming. You know what I'm saying? Hard times, so. You on the lookout, you know what I'm saying?
We got a lot of stuff,
you know.
Hey, salute.
Yes, line right now.
Thank y'all for having me, though, man.
Grand Hawk, move out. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace. Divine, I want to bring a youth independent artist night to Grand Hawk Radio next season, man. You just inspired me tonight. So I want to say that first and foremost, man. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Hey, youth with talent.
I'm thankful to you, being able to bring my thoughts to life, you know, because you never did say, nah, we ain't going to do that, you know. Like, a lot of people, that's the thing, like, you know, we don't give each other the support we need. Not saying everybody on this phone. I'm just saying, like, as a whole,
in
like,
general.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Like, when people come up with ideas, we be like, nah, that ain't going to work. Me and my people, we tried that. That ain't going to work. Instead of being like, yeah, you can do it. Man, you need any help? You know, just let me know, because my people, they did it, you know, just so instead of, it ain't going to work, you know what I'm saying? Let's
preach.
And that's another thing, you know, go through with things. Like, we don't never give our chance credit. Like, we might do two little moves and be like, it ain't going to work. You know, when you ain't even ran 20 seconds yet. You see what I'm saying? Run the whole race before you quit. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's at the finish line.
Mm-hmm. True indeed.
Yeah.
Divine, did you want to give a message out to the youth? You know what I'm saying? Is it a message? Because, again, good brother, I got to salute you, man, because one thing I always said about you, you a leader. That's why I got so much respect for you. You a teacher. You know what I'm saying? So
no doubt.
You empower a lot of stuff, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's only right for you to give out a little message to the youth. You know what I'm saying? Because you been here.
You got it. I'ma just say to all the youth out there, and today is the third. Number three in our matters is understanding. And understanding is the best part. Understanding is to see things clearly how they are and not how they appear to be. The understanding also represents the Asiatic black child, which is the youth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what the youth is? The youth, it represents stars. You know what I'm saying? And what did they always say? A star with what? Shine. So, you know, all the youth out there know that you're a star and do what you're supposed to do and shine. And the only way you can shine is by being who you are, and that's yourself. And believe in yourself, and you will shine. You know what I'm saying? Because you are the best part. You know what I'm saying? The babies are the greatest because they hold the best parts, which is the knowledge and the wisdom. You know what I'm saying? So be great. You know what I'm saying? Be what you want to be, and just be you. You know what I'm saying? And watch the greatness come out of that. You know what I'm saying?
Just be you.
Peace. And we can give ourselves
good.
If you H.R. Smith, if you got any last minute comments on this topic before we ride out, then Cody Jitt, I want you to take us out too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Pardon.
Peace.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My phone got crazy for a second. I don't even know what you just now said, sir. I'm blowing.
Give your last minute shout outs, but add on to the youth. Like, if any message or any little pointer, a tip or anything you want to leave them with.
Okay. I want to send a quick message to the youth, to the babies, that we are here for the babies. Everything that we do is setting the path for y'all to do it, so that later on in life y'all can set the path for y'all babies and y'all youths. You know what I'm saying? Also, quick message to the youth. Calm down, yo. Word up, yo. Calm down. Y'all are too hyped up, yo. And I'm a very hyper. Let me break it down, man. Because some people are passive aggressive. I'm aggressive passive by all means. Mm-hmm. But I noticed a lot of the youth is only aggressive. There's no passiveness in them. I don't think life is that serious for y'all at y'all age to be that hyped up or that mad about anything. Let's keep it real. Y'all don't pay bills. Y'all live with moms and pops or whatever. Like, let's keep it real. So let's calm down. Let's just throw it out there. And I keep it real all the time. I just want y'all to calm down. Like, just calm down. It's going to be all right. It's going to be. I need a hug or something. Like, it's real for y'all, I guess. So, and that's not to all of you. That's just to some of the youth. I also want to say that we are behind you. I'm an adult that's behind y'all as a youth. You can talk to me. You can holler at me. If I'm walking down the street and I see somebody trying to mess with y'all, I'm in the building. I'm in the building all day by myself, no weapon, and I'm gonna get you out that situation. But that's just the kind of person I am. So I just need y'all to know that we're behind y'all 100%, and just stay positive. Shout out to New York. Shout out to South Carolina, Florida. Shout out to the whole USA, man. Word up, man. Shout out to everybody who's just doing positive things. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to, you know, congratulate the youth that's doing positive things. You know what I'm saying? Like, us as parents and you know, uncles and aunts and whatever, you know what I mean? We need to stand behind our youth. And I just wanted to put that out there. We need to let the youth know that we haven't given up on them. We haven't forgot about them, and we behind them. So this is it. H.R. Smith, your published author, saying, yo, I'm behind y'all. Word life. You know what I mean? Word.
Salute. Thank you.
No doubt.
My brother making all this possible. Shout out to the boss, Chief. Charles Bellinger, the Queen, Miss Chief.
Salute, Queen.
803 coming in tonight. The whole hard time, 803, Mud family. You know what I'm saying? My whole Groundhog family. You know what I'm saying? See y'all next season. Do it, y'all. Love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Been nice building with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Season 3. Woo! What are you doing?
Coming
you
soon.
You know what I'm saying? Back with the same cast. You know what I'm saying? Cody B. Nixon. Love you, man. Woo. Take us out.
Salute, man. Another great episode of Time to Build. I want to throw a quick message out there to the youth and the parents. To my youth, stop thinking you can fool your parents on everything. Right. See, that's the problem. Y'all trying to fool. You can't fool the fool. You understand what I'm saying? You can't play with that. So we're going to stop it right there. You know what I'm saying? And learn how to finesse sometimes. You got to finesse. Like, I can finesse mom, dude. Do what you're supposed to do. And then there ain't gonna be no problems. When you do what you're supposed to do, you get everything you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from this mom's dudes to this day if I need something. You understand? You gotta know how to play the game. You know what I'm saying? And to my parents out there, let's listen to our kids more. Let's communicate more.
Doubt.
Let's spend quality time more. And that was spoken from 803. You know what I'm saying? So I think those are my key points tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I saluted another episode of Time to Build. We got an all new episode next Sunday. We're going to have Diva Ebony B in the building. So make sure y'all tune in. Time to Build every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Underground Hard Radio Network. We out this thing. Final track of the night is the God, Peace God, Divine Universe.
Peace.
We wake up.
Uh-oh.
It's time to build.
Peace to God.
We out.
Peace to the God.
Peace. Yo, what's good? This is your new author, your new public author, A. Charles Smith. Many of y'all know me as Rasheen, some know me as Zuki, the same one. But now it's time to build. With Divine News on Grind Hard Radio.
Studio.
Ain't no question, the lessons make it time to build with deep topics. Calling sages, how you feel? We all soldiers, so you already know the drill. And open up your mind to this brand new real. If you lay the foundation, you might find truth. Let's talk about some ways that we can save this youth. If you're looking for yourself, then you might find you. And now it's time to build, you can call Divine You. Peace, God.
I tell T, 803 gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out. You can't go off of what somebody take. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out.
I'm trying to wake up from my many people living a lie, so I plant the seed so it can grow. But some of my people running out of time. Ain't all this more than 9 to 5. It's 2016 and I'm still alive. So I travel on and show them the way. Some of us take it and run it away.
You can't go up for what somebody takes. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out. You can't go off of what somebody take. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out. You can't go off of what somebody tell you, cause probably ain't what it is. Gotta seek and find the truth, cause the reality of it is you're still lost in civilization, lost, hoping and wishing and praying. It's all up to you, you're the reason, you're part of God's creation. This one's for the youth out here who feel they ain't got no future. Trapping and begging is all that they used to. Show them away, cause I'm supposed to. Even though they hard-headed, they was scared and militant. Some of them probably might just get it, start changing the way they live. Turn the negative motivation to something positive, to follow them into the future, to pass to their kids. Said it ain't gonna get no better till we come together. Start hating and fighting and killing each other for being jealous. So if he can do it, you can too. Just apply more pressure. Go through what you gotta go through. It'll only make you better. You can't go up for what somebody takes. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out. You can't go off of what somebody takes. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out.
Grind and die.